All right, so this is something you like to do when you come over here to the Ticket, and that's do Mike's diary. You keep a diary while you're
here.
Well,
guys, I don't like to make a big deal out of it, but I do keep kind of a journal or sort of a daily activity log, if you will.
Oh, and I think that's good.
Sometimes I share some of the entries. A lot of them are predictions for sporting events. It's it's Mike Ducey's sports diary. Once in a while, a personal entry will be included. Jer, if you have some up-tempo music you could throw in here, I'd appreciate it. And I'm picking this up following my last extended stint on the Ticket.
Okay,
so the first entry is January 2nd, Ticket P1 parking garage. I'm face down in the trunk of my car, sobbing, ashamed to even be seen. I've just wrapped up a week of broadcasts with Norm Hitzkus, and I could tell from his tone, from the look in his eyes, he wasn't pleased. Maybe it was the puzzled look on my face, a dead giveaway that showed I'd never heard of the Picks of the Poll segment or my lame attempt to fill the segments usually occupied by one Gordon Keefe. Apparently, four straight days of show tunes for the 840 bit were just a bit too much.
Norm didn't like it.
January 4th, 12 noon. The Cowboys are back in the playoffs, and call me crazy, but I think Dallas falls behind by two touchdowns early in this one, but then rallies and gets some help from the refs in the form of a reversed interference call on Anthony Hitchens. I see this as something in the vicinity of a four-point Cowboys victory over Detroit.
Let me go back and look at that.
January 10th, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm enjoying a drink and some food in the hospitality suite at the Paper Valley Hotel in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Media hotel for the Dallas Cowboys playoff game to be played tomorrow at historic Lambeau Field. It's my first opportunity to have an extended conversation with the Ticket's top 10 host, Mr. John Fahey.
What a guy.
We seem to have a lot in common on this night, namely large quantities of alcohol. For that wacky John, the free beer and wine provided to the media doesn't quite do the job. Let's crash the mini bar, bro. I don't really remember the whole night, but the next time I saw John in the hallway at the radio station, he looked at me, licked his lips, and winked. What a nice young man.
Huh. That's really creepy.
They're not welcome in Indiana.
January 11th, 12 noon. The Cowboys are playing the Packers today in an NFC playoff game here at historic Lambeau Field. It's about to kick off, and this might sound totally nuts, but I think it's going to be a great game. Tight all the way. I just have this feeling that Dez Bryant will be involved in a controversial play late, a call that will go against the Cowboys, and for the weeks following, Dez will be involved in a back-and-forth at times nasty negotiation with the Cowboys that sometimes plays out through the media, including social media. But hey, just a feeling.
Wow. Incredible is insight.
No, it's not incredible. He's writing it afterwards, and he's got too many words.
January 21st, I'm proud to be a guest on the heavily promoted Wednesday night Ticket broadcast known as Intentional Grounding with Robert Wolanski and David Moore of the Dallas Morning News. I'm part of the, quote, blowhard roundtable, unquote, with Dallas City Councilman Dwayne Carraway. He seems like a great guy. I was really nervous about this radio appearance, but with Councilman Carraway on the show, it turns out I hardly had to talk at all. Thanks, my man.
Okay, he's not only taking a shot at Dwayne Carraway, but there's also some uncomfortable
jargon.
White man.
Uh-huh. January 26th, feeling kind of down today.
Uh-oh.
Just heard the news that Mitt Romney will not run for president again. He'd been thinking about it, and I was fired up that this might finally be my ticket out of Fox 4, a chance to go on the road impersonating the bloated older brother of the former Massachusetts governor. February 4th, it's the final night of the Ticket Wednesday night presentation, the heavily promoted program called Intentional Grounding. And as tradition for the final show, the hosts Robert Wolanski and David Moore like me to call in during the final minutes and sing a special song to wish them well. It's the touching Bette Midler classic from the movie Beaches, and it sums up the way I feel about David and Robert and their special brand of Cowboys talk. It goes something like this. Did you ever know that you're my heroes? I usually sing it while dancing in the parking garage next to the Fox 4 studios on North Griffin Street. The people sleeping there next to the building seem to really enjoy it. February 10th. Feeling kind of down today.
There it is.
I just don't have it at work. Hair is flat. Face is more bloated than usual. I'm trying my best to make every 2.5 minute show sing, but as I was leaving the studio last night, Sean Rabb avoided eye contact with me. I could tell he thought I hadn't really, quote-unquote, nailed it. And then, later that evening, as I was returning Clarissa's dry cleaning to her office, she pretended to be on the phone just to avoid talking to me.
She was holding the receiver upside down,
I could tell. Oh, well, tomorrow's another day. February 13th.
Oh, he's doing Clarice humor now, too. That's great.
Yeah, I'm glad you're taking shots at Clarice. That's pretty courageous.
February 13th. Feeling kind of down today. Gave Dad a call. It's been a cold winter in Iowa, and I worry about him and how he's dealing with it. So I asked, hey, Dad, how are you dealing with the cold weather in Iowa? Is there anything I can do for you? He says, yeah, Mark, there's something you could do. How about you get a fancy network job like your cousin Steve Ducey on Fox News Channel? Or maybe occasionally do a social commentary that goes viral and addresses the gay thing or racism or domestic violence and has everybody talking. Dad closed by telling me that he loved me, quote, in spite of everything.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's so sad. In spite of everything.
Oh.
And wished me well in my career down there in Tennessee. I said, Dad, it's Texas. He said, whatever. February 20th. All the best today to my friend George Reba, who's spending his final day on the air at WFAA Channel 8, The Spirit of Texas. 37 years at the same station, working with the same people, doing the same stories. I'll make you guys a deal. If I retire from Fox 4 after 37 years, how about as a going away present, you give me a revolver so I can blow my head off?
Oh my gosh.
But hey, that's just me. Just kidding. Enjoy your retirement, George. February 20th, later in the day. Hey, it's Ticket Stock. And I could not be more thrilled to be involved after a two-year absence. My continual phone calls, letters, and texts to KTCK Ticket Program Director Jeff Catlin apparently paid off. I really enjoyed introducing some of the acts. I enjoyed especially Gordon Keith's ironically critical song about the President of the United States. Way to show your own unique brand of patriotism, Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
I do have a very unique brand of it.
March 15th.
Uh-oh.
Feels like May, doesn't it? March 15th.
Are we reading the whole year or what? I mean, how are
two more entries.
Okay.
Feeling kind of down tonight.
Oh.
Invited Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM morning host George Dunham into our Fox 4 sports studios to record a segment called Open Mic for our broadcast called Sports Sunday. George brought along his lovely wife, Kelly, and his son Scotty, who was celebrating his birthday with some pals. They had just come from a Dallas Stars hockey game and seemed in good spirits until they met me. As the boys were leaving, I could hear one of them mutter, "So, Scotty, your dad couldn't get us on Dale's show or what?" And finally, March 30th, this morning, it's 4 a.m.
Final entry.
My alarm just went off, and I can't wait to spring out of bed to spend some time with my good pals at America's favorite radio station. Thanks, Ticket P1s, for all of your support and love.
Wait, why would he be thanking
Signed,
them in his diary?
Michael Francis Patrick Ducey.
Yay! Another edition of Ducey's Diary.
Just a few things I kind of jotted down. Thanks,
yay.
Guys.
Just a few things.
Boy, your sports predictions are incredible, too.
And I like the Hello Kitty diary. That's nice.
So cleansing for me. Thank you.
All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. Uh-oh. You all right, Gordo?
No, it's Mike over there.
Up next, Kurt Bowles from Austin to tell us who's next in Longhornville.
Listen at 2:45.